You know, things have gotten pretty strange in the world when George Orwell's 1984 starts showing up on bestseller lists again, which it did, but these are strange days indeed. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick is here with a pair of dystopian novels for your reading pleasure. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. When the going gets tough, the Amish get going, as we learn from the fictional but weirdly believable diary of an Amish farmer named Jacob, documenting the world as seen from his Pennsylvania farm after climate change hits hard and some sort of atmospheric event knocks out the power grid everywhere. The book is When the English Fall by David Williams. The English of the title are what the Amish call everyone outside their order. During a bizarre solar storm, their planes fall from the sky. Then the refrigerators, computers, lights, generators, phones, and everything else stop working. The English are in big trouble. But who knows how to get by without electricity and gasoline? Who has cellars full of preserves and drying rooms full of jerky? The Amish, that's who. The families of Jacob's community willingly fill National Guard vehicles with food every week to share with their neighbors in Lancaster. But as people in the cities begin to starve, the situation turns chaotic and violent. Until this catastrophe kicked in, Jacob's main worry was his daughter, Sadie, 14, who has a serious seizure disorder but is renowned for her predictions and clairvoyance. Those visions will come in handy now. When the English Fall is a standout among post-apocalyptic novels, as simply and perfectly crafted as an Amish quilt. Going back to 2012, I'm still thinking about a book called The Age of Miracles by Karen Thompson Walker, a debut novel that crossed the dystopian genre with the young adult category, or YA, as we say in the biz. It's the story of a California sixth grader named Julia. Her father's an obstetrician, her mother a somewhat neurotic former actress. Julia is having an unremarkable American middle-class childhood, school, piano lessons, friendships, and crushes, when one October morning, there's a news report that scientists have discovered a slowing of the Earth's rotation, adding minutes to each day and night. After initial panic, the human tendency to adapt sets in. Most citizens go along when the government reacts with various regulations, but meanwhile, gravity is affected, birds begin to die, and astronauts are stranded on their space station. By November, the length of a day has grown to 40 hours, and the world faces crises in communication, health, transportation, and food supply. Just as profound as the global changes are the changes in Julia's life. Her best friend's family moves to Utah, leaving Julia without anyone to help defend against the bullies at the bus stop. She goes through the trials and joys of first love. She begins to see cracks in her parents' marriage and faces sickness and death of loved ones. While Julia's life is shaped by the drastic, frightening changes in the larger world, it's the only life she knows. And it's the interweave of the global and the intimate that make this book a great read for all ages, a strong choice for library and school book clubs.
The books are When the English Fall by Daniel Williams and The Age of Miracles by Karen Thompson Walker. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/program/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.